بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد الحمد لله. I was away for a few days with a cold, and in our previous class I had what I like to call Ramadan brain. You know what that is, right? When you're fasting and you have certain lapses in judgment because you're fasting and tired. So I skipped a few narrations mistakenly. So we're going to start from where we left off and make our way through chapter 46 and 47, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So chapter 46 is titled, Inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim, the chapter where Imam al-Bukhari quotes the ayah in Surah Al-Hajj where Allah describes the Day of Judgment, saying, indeed, the quake of the final hour is an immense matter. And then he quotes the verse in Surah An-Najm, Azifatil Azifa, and he says, Aqtarabat as-sa'ah, meaning the approaching hour has drawn near. Now, we read a couple of narrations that were a bit forward. When we get to those, we will give minimum commentary because we already explained them. The first hadith in this chapter is a somewhat long narration. Imam al-Bukhari, he says, حَدَّثَنَا يُوسُفْ ابْنُ مُوسَى حَدَّثَنَا جَرِيرٌ عَنِ الْأَعْمَشِ عَنْ أَبِي صَالِحٍ عَنْ أَبِي سَعِيدٍ قَالَ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ يَا آدَمْ فَيَقُولُ لَبَّيْكَ وَسَعْدَيْكَ وَالْخَيْرُ فِي يَدَيْكَ قال يقول أخرج بعث النار قال وما بعث النار قال من كل 1999 فذاك حين يشيب الصغير وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد فاشتد ذلك عليهم فقالوا يا رسول الله أينا ذلك الرجل قال أبشروا فإن من يأجوج ومأجوج 1000 ومنكم رجل ثم قال والذي نفسي بيده إني لأطمع أن تكونوا ثلث أهل الجنة قال فحمدنا الله وكبرنا ثم قال والذي نفسي بيده إني لأطمع أن تكون شطر أهل الجنة إن مثلكم في الأمم كمثل الشعرة البيضاء في جلد الثور الأسود أو كالرقمة في ذراع الحمار. So this is very similar to some of the previous narrations in chapter 45, where it talks about the number of people going to Jannah relative to the number of people going to hell to be apportioned on that day. And this is the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, and he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will say, O Adam, Adam will reply, Labbaik wa sa'daik, which means I respond to your call and I am obedient to your orders. Wal khayru fi yadayk, and all good is in your hands. Allah will then say to Adam, bring out the people of the fire. Adam will say, how many are the people of the fire? Allah will say, out of every 1,000, take out 999 persons. At that time, children will become gray-haired, and every pregnant female will drop her load, meaning she will basically miscarry, and you will see the people as if they were drunk, yet they are not drunk, rather Allah's punishment is severe. And that is quoting the ayah in Surah Al-Hajj, the second ayah. He says, radiallahu anhu, that this news, or what was conveyed here by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, distressed the companions. And they said, O Messenger of Allah, who among us will be that man? Meaning, who will be, of all of us, who will be that one man out of 1,000 that goes to Jannah and doesn't go to hellfire? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abshiru, receive the good news that 1,000 will be from Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and the one to be saved will be from you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam added, "By him in whose hands is my soul, I hope that you," meaning the Muslims, "will be one-third of the people of paradise." And on that, Abu Sa'id says, we glorified and praised Allah, and we said, "Allahu Akbar." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, "By him in whose hand is my soul, I hope that you will be one half of the people of paradise, as the example of you, the community, in comparison to the other people, non-believers, is like that of a white hair on the skin of a black ox, or a round hairless spot on the foreleg of a donkey." So this hadith is very similar to the previous two hadith in chapter 44, or 45 rather. And whatever we said about those narrations, we say about this narration, and vice versa. So there's different ways you can look at these narrations. You can look at them as being literal, or you can look at them as not being literal. If you say, there's loads of people going here and very few going there, that's a general statement. You're not specifying an exact number. Likewise, if you say 1,000 out of every 1,000, one, that's either literal or it is a general statement, meaning that a majority go here and a minority go there, and it's not a particular number. That's one view. Some say that the division happens twice, where you have the division among all of the umam, the nations before us, and that will be one in every 1,000. And then again for this ummah, where it will be 10 out of every 1,000. There's different ways it's been interpreted. And some have said that those who are going to hell, referred to in this hadith, are disbelievers, as well as usatul muslimin, the disobedient among the Muslims, who did not make tawbah in this life, and who were not, they were not pardoned, and they go to hell temporarily, as a purification for their sins. And from every 1,999 disbelievers are sent, and from every 199 sinners are sent. So there's different ways of understanding these hadith. But we add a fourth point that we didn't mention in the previous class, that according to Ibn Hajar Asqalani, this hadith here of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu can be understood to refer to all of the children of Adam alayhi salam, which would mean that every one in 1,000 go to Jannah. And the previous hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is referring to everyone except for Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Because you see the mention of Ya'juj and Ma'juj in this hadith, but they're not mentioned in the other hadith. So that would be 10 in every 1,000. So there's different ways the ulama have tried to balance these narrations to understand. And it gets confusing because some say 1 out of 1,000, some say 10 out of 100, and some say different numbers. We can understand that as generally the majority of people go to hell, and then there's a minority that go to paradise. That frightened the Sahaba, and that's why they asked, who will be that man? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reassured them that the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will consist of half of the inhabitants of paradise in total. If a person dies with iman, then ultimately they're going to Jannah. That's our belief. If you die with iman, regardless of your state, regardless of your actions, you ultimately have najat, you have salvation. So that is this chapter. The next chapter, we read some narrations in the previous class from this chapter because we mistakenly skipped over chapter 47. And this chapter is also titled after an ayah where Allah in Surah Mutaffifin, where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, He says, "Bab qawli Allah Taala." أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَالَ ابْنُ عَبَّاسٍ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابُ قَالَ الْوُصُلَاتُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. So he quotes as the opening title for this chapter the verses in Surah Al-Mutaffifin where Allah says, Do they not think that they will be resurrected for a tremendous day, a day in which people stand before the Lord of the worlds? Ibn Abbas said, concerning the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ, and the means are cut off from them, he says this means وصولات, the means of attainment in this world. So this is very similar to the previous chapters that is describing Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And these are the narrations that we read in the previous session, where it talks about the sweat that people will experience, or some people will experience, on the Day of Judgment. We'll just read them now for continuity. We already explained what they meant. He says, حدثنا إسماعيل ابن أبان حدثنا عيسى ابن يونس حدثنا ابن عون عن نافع عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين قال يقوم أحدهم في رشحه إلى أنصاف أذني. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says regarding the verse that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding it, a day when all of mankind will stand before the Lord of the worlds, that day they will stand drowned in their sweat up to the middle of their ears. And in the next narration, حَدَثَنَا عَبْدُ الْعَزِيزِ إِبْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ قَالَ حَدَثَنِي سُلَيْمَانِ عَنْ ثَوْرِ إِبْنِ زَيْدِ عَنْ أَبِي الْغَيْثِ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ يَعْرُقُ النَّاسُ يَوْمًا قِيَامًا حَتَّى يَذْهَبَ غَرَقُهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ 70 ذِرَاعًا وَيُلْجِمُهُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ آذَانَهُمْ. Abu Huraira relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people will sweat so profusely on that day, on the day of resurrection, that their sweat will sink 70 cubits deep into the earth. A cubit is from the tip of your hand to the elbow, basically. And it will rise up until it reaches the people's mouths and ears. So we read these narrations in the previous session, and that was that. The next chapter, this is chapter 48. And this is pretty much where we left off, minus what we skipped. Chapter 48, he says, Bab al-Qisas yawm al-Qiyamah, wa hiya al-haqqatu li'anna fiha al-thawaba wa hawaqu al-umur wal-haqqatu wal-haqqatu wahidun wal-qari'atu wal-ghashiyatu wal-sakha wal-tagabun ghabanu ahlul jannati ahlul nar. So this is a chapter on qisas. What is qisas? It's retribution. The restoring of rights on the Day of Judgment. Imam al-Bukhari says that it is al-haqqa, referring to the ayah in Surah al-haqqa. It is al-haqqa because it contains reward and mighty or rightful matters. Haqqa and haqqa are one. And qari'a, ghashiya, and sakha, and taghabun, ghaban, referring to the state of the people of Jannah relative to the people of the fire. These are different descriptions of the Day of Judgment mentioned in the Quran. And Imam al-Bukhari here is actually, these aren't his words. These are actually the words from Imam al-Farra in his Ma'ani al-Quran, an early work on the meanings of certain words in the Quran. So he begins by mentioning some of these names for Yawm al-Qiyamah. Imam al-Ghazali mentions that there's about 80 words in the Quran that describe Yawm al-Qiyamah. 80 words or 80 names for the Day of Judgment. And the first hadith here, he says, حَدَّثَنَا عُمَرْ ابْنُ حَفْصْ حَدَّثَنَا أَبِي حَدَّثَنَا الْأَعْمَشْ حَدَّثَنِي شَقِيقْ سَمِعْتُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يقضى بين الناس بالدماء. So Abdullah رضي الله عنه relates that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the cases which will be decided first on the Day of Judgment will be regarding bloodshed. Now, most of us are aware of another hadith which says that the first thing that the person will be questioned about is what? Salah. Is there a contradiction here? There's no contradiction. Because this hadith pertains to the first thing that will be judged in matters that were between people, the rights of people among themselves. As far as the right of Allah is concerned, then yes, the first thing that people will be questioned about is the salat. So there's no contradiction between this hadith and the hadith which says that the first thing we'll be asked about is the salat. There's the right of Allah and there's the right of other human beings. Now, this hadith is one of several that describe the gravity of unjust bloodshed. That, you know, there's lots of rights that we have over others and that others have over us. And those rights can be violated. Now, out of all of those rights between us, the severest of them is concerning dima, blood. There could be honor, there could be wealth, there could be all sorts of other rights, but the greatest of them is dima. Because backbiting is really attacking the honor of someone. But shedding their blood is worse. So out of all of those huquq between people, the greatest of them and the severest of them is blood. And that is why it is the first one that will be judged, where retribution will be had on the Day of Judgment. So he then mentions the next narration. And we'll probably suffice with this one and finish the chapter in the next chapter tomorrow. He says, حدثنا إسماعيل قال حدثني مالك عن سعيد ابن أبي سعيد المقبري عن أبي هريرة أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من كانت عنده مظلمة لأخيه فليتحلله منها فإنه ليس ثم دينار ولا درهم من قبل أن يؤخذ لأخيه من حسناته فإن لم يكن له حسنات أخذ من سيئات أخيه فطرحت عليه. It's a very famous narration. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has wronged his brother should ask for his pardon. This is istihlal. Ask for his pardon, because in the hereafter there will be neither dinar nor dirham. Before some of his good deeds are taken and paid to his brother, or if he had done no good deeds, some of the bad deeds of his brother are taken and loaded onto him on the Day of Judgment. Now in the Quran, we see Allah Ta'ala describes Yawm al-Qiyamah by saying, La ظلم اليوم. On that day, there is no ظلم. And this means that all matters are going to be settled. All matters, all disagreements, all oppression, all harm, all matters will be settled. So it is better to settle those matters now than to have them settled on that day. And this, you know, this is echoed by the statement of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, where he says, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوا أعمالكم قبل أن توزنوا. He said, take yourselves to account before account is taken of you, and weigh your actions now before they are weighed on that day. We have an opportunity to restore these rights here, and it is better to do that than to wait for it to happen on the Day of Judgment. Because at least now you can apologize, you can return rights, you can restore harm, you can fix problems now to the best of your ability with people before that day, when the only currency, the only way to restore it, is by either them pardoning you, which is not something you want to count on, or by them taking from your good deeds, or them giving them your bad deeds, because there's no currency. Here, there's currency. Here, there's just apologies that could be accepted. There's making peace with people. There's so many ways you can restore the wrongs done to others. On that day, it's very limited. And this is the second hadith in this chapter. We'll finish this chapter tomorrow. There's another narration, and then we'll go to the chapter 49 and hopefully 50 before we conclude for this Ramadan. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.